If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Now, Jamie mentioned this when she first came in, so I've been waiting for this. We're hitting a home run today, folks.
Right.
Now, I wrote down these terms.
Okay.
And I can't remember the one you used, but listen. Honk worthy.
Yep.
Honk material.
Uh-huh.
Or honk bait.
I used honk worthy.
Honk worth.
Yeah, because I am worthy of the worthy of the honk.
Well, I've been sitting over here writing down all my honk phrases.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Right, but it's a backside honk, not a frontside honk.
Oh.
Well, I'm disappointed now. I wanted frontside honking.
No, we got backside honking.
Oh, can't we have some frontside honking?
No, it wasn't that obvious.
What happened?
Okay, so I know this guy, right? And he's really funny, and we give each other a lot of crap. He's a good-looking guy, smart, whatever, all that stuff. But he's really funny. And we literally just are... like we just jab each other, okay, when we see each other, and it's a pretty funny relationship. So anyway, so he's at this place and I'm at this place, right? And so we're just talking, blah 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 blah. And I hadn't seen him for quite a while because I'd gone to Hawaii, right? So I hadn't seen him forever. So I see him and blah blah blah, and he hugs me. And when he hugs me, he grabs both my ass cheeks.
Wow.
And I hit him as hard as I could.
Just went straight for it.
What a move. What a move.
I was like, dude, and I hit him like hard. I was like, what are you thinking? And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, literally, what are you thinking? Yeah. I mean,
wow.
You don't do that. Like, we don't have that kind of relationship. We're funny to each other, but we don't do that.
Yeah.
And he's like bright red. He's mortified. And I was like, what? What?
How did he explain it though? Is it just an instant reaction that he had?
He didn't say anything.
Maybe it's like, a height difference. Is there something going on here? He thought he had his hands on your back and it was your butt.
No, he did a squeeze.
Oh.
No, he squeezed.
So it's intentional.
Yes, he hugged and then he went. And then when I hit him, and then he like turned red, and I was like, "What are you thinking?" And he's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And then you know we left.
He's groping.
It's
not even a honk. And it's groping.
Then he left, and then everybody's like, "Oh my God, whatever." I was like, "It's fine, you guys." And then I start. We were all hanging out, and I was like, "You know what? You guys think about it." I said, "Think about it, like." You have to be honk worthy.
Yeah, you
right?
do.
Like,
too.
Like BJ's grandma.
Yeah.
Nobody would honk her.
No. Oh, no. Nobody's going to honk Granny. No.
It doesn't even go through your brain.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Even a possibility.
And the people on my 600 pound life. Not honk worthy. You never were going
to.
If somebody's all 600 pounds.
Yeah, it is a compliment
it is
in
a compliment,
way.
Right?
In a way, it's a compliment, but in a way, it's not.
I mean, a lot of people would see it as sexual harassment and groping and all that. I see it as a compliment. I'm honk worthy. Yay!
You had to think about it, though, because the first reaction was you smacked the crap out of him.
Yeah, I did.
Right?
Yeah.
So you had to think about it and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have hit him. That's pretty cool that I'm honk worthy.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He's worth a lot of money, and he's in business, like in good business. And I'm like, you don't want to be doing that because you don't know if I'm litigious.
Take me next time. He can honk me. He's worth a lot of money.
He is worth a lot
honk
of money.
Honk me.
Because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess he knows it's me and not, you know, who cares?
But still, any little thing, any accusation could take you down so
fast. Yeah, so fast. And you don't know. I mean, he doesn't know me, really. And so, I mean, mm-hmm. I could be sitting on $1 million right now.
I am currently calling Berg Simpson. I want to be a piece of this.
Okay,
no, I feel like that if I'm your partner on the radio, I've got some say-so with this. You are not allowed to be honking my co-partner.
Well, you're not allowed. I mean, and
no,
that is
not.
About, and he did, I like, he apologized so hard and like felt, I could, what are you doing? Why are you holding the phone up?
Is this Berg or Simpson? Which one are you guys?
Are you really pretending to call?
Yeah.
With the phone up to your ear?
I got a lawsuit, pal.
You don't have to go this far. Nobody can
Jamie
see
you. Jamie got honked.
You guys, he has the phone up to his ear.
He's going full. I mean,
nobody can see you.
He's going.
I'm an actor. I'm an actor, folks. There's certain things in life you can't stop.
Yeah.
When the acting kicks in, it kicks in.
But I mean, right? Obviously, don't ever honk a woman. You know, it's sexual harassment. But I feel like he was like, oh my, because he had had cocktails.
You know,
and I think, and it was in the, it's in the evening, it's cocktail hour. I think he just wasn't thinking. But I took it a different way. Honkworthy, right?
Well,
here.
Honkworthy, good. But I don't know if I would ever pull.
You wouldn't
do something
you
like
wouldn't.
That.
No, you wouldn't.
That
no.
would be.
No, nobody would.
Well, no, that's why I'm saying it just baffles me that he would even think that that's even fair to do.
Well,
to,
it's not
right to do.
It's
you know,
not right it's to no do. Sense. It's everything about it's wrong. No, yeah. I'm agreeing with you. Everything is about it is wrong. I think he just had a cocktails creepy. Or 12, and I think and I think it was, you know, it was early evening, and he was feeling his oats, I guess, as they say, and
feeling your oats,
and he was like honk honk.
Yeah,
I don't even know what feeling your oats means, but he was feeling my ass.
I don't know. I don't know. I think oats has something to do with horses back in the day. Yeah, I don't know what the heck that means.
I don't know, but it was. Now we're changing it to ass. Oh, man. My ass. Man. Filling is. I don't know. Anyway.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.